Our scripture this morning comes to us from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. And now I invite you to prepare your hearts to receive these words. This is what I have seen to be good. It is fitting to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun, the few days of the life God gives us. For this is our lot. Likewise, all to whom God gives wealth and possessions, and whom He enables to enjoy them, and to accept their lot and find enjoyment in their toil, this is the gift of God. For they will scarcely brood over the days of their lives, because God keeps them occupied with the joy of their hearts. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As most of you know, this past week I was away with my family at an opportunity we had for a vacation without any real plans. It was just a time of relaxation. We got away, we had a good time, we enjoyed ourselves, and really refreshed and renewed and coming back here with a lot of energy. But one of the things that I felt a little guilty about is each day I spent a good bit of time looking off the back porch, whether it was in the morning or in the evening or at night. As I looked off that back porch across the sand dunes, I could see the water. I could see the tide ebbing and flowing. I watched the sea oats waving in the wind. And I could hear the gulls squawking, and then occasionally you'd see a crab or something scurrying for cover as the gulls were flying over. And off to the left of the porch was an old cedar tree, a very, very old cedar tree that had weathered many storms. Had weathered many storms and was twisted and bent, but it was still standing despite all it had experienced. And then off in the distance I could see some pine trees, some tall pine trees just arising out of nowhere in the middle of the marsh grass to form islands. And as I sat and I saw these things and I looked at these things, I was feeling pretty guilty about just doing absolutely nothing. But then I started thinking, and I got drawn to the book of Ecclesiastes and started reading. And then I came to realize that I was doing exactly what God intended for me to be doing at that point in time. And that I was doing exactly what God intended all of us to do. I was taking advantage of the full beauty of God's creation. That circle of life. I was taking in the beauty of His works, giving thanks for His works, marveling in His work. And indeed, I would say that everything does have a time. And everything does have a season. Ecclesiastes makes a very strong point that nothing under the sun is permanent. We kind of hinted with that to the children this morning as we talked about building up your treasure in heaven and not here on earth, and finding out those things that are important to you in life and focusing on those things. Well, Ecclesiastes made the point that nothing under the sun is permanent, to the point that it was stated that the things that people want here on earth, money, wealth, material things, all that stuff, that the things that people want here on earth are only as reliable as a puff of wind. And if we really think about it, only as reliable as a puff of wind. It can be taken away that quick. It can be gone that quick and you're starting over again. But what is it that cannot be taken away? What is it that cannot be taken away? Ecclesiastes summarizes that the best thing that we can do as a people, as living creatures here on this earth, is to enjoy every moment. To enjoy every moment, whether it be pleasure, whether it be work, we must find enjoyment in everything that we do and quit looking around those things that we kind of take for granted. I mean, there are so many small places of beauty that we miss each day. There are places where we have the opportunity to make a memory with our child or a family member or something, but we miss it because we're looking out here or 5 days in advance or 10 days in advance, and we're not living for that moment. We're not cherishing that particular moment. But we're supposed to. We're supposed to make the most of every moment. We're supposed to cherish every moment. We're supposed to enjoy every moment. Simply, we must relax, we must take it in, and we must find pleasure in everything that we do. And we got to breathe. We got to take a break. We stop and breathe. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 3 through 8, it reveals kind of that cycle or that circle that I hinted about earlier. When it says, "What do people gain from all the toil to which they toil under the sun? A generation goes, and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises, and the sun goes down, and hurries to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Round and round goes the wind, and on its circuits the wind returns. All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they continue to flow." So when we think about those words that Ecclesiastes shares, then we start to think a little bit that life itself may not really matter. The life itself may not really matter because it goes on in what you can describe a cycle, a circuit. I'd call it a routine. Don't we all live in a routine each day? We get up, we do something, we do more of it. We go to bed, get up, and we do it all over the next day. We've got our routines that we live in, day out. It might even be called a rut. That we get into that rut, and that's how we live every single day. What does it take for us to get out of that rut and enjoy those things that God intends us to enjoy? What is it that will get us out of that rut to stop and see the beauty that God intends for us to see? You see, life's going to happen around us, no matter what. But in this life is what we live. But what really matters is how we choose to live life, whom we choose to serve, and what is it that we will choose to see. So how and if we choose to enjoy life, to make memories, to cherish the moments, then that's the real question. But we're human beings. We have some challenges about scheduling. We have some challenges about prioritization. And we have real trouble stopping to take the time to smell those proverbial roses. We don't take the time to enjoy it. We run here, we run there, we run everywhere. Every day, we do it over and over again. We don't take the time to enjoy that lot given to us, which is our life, that we heard Ecclesiastes mention this morning. We don't take the time to enjoy that lot given to us, which is our life. Now, I don't expect you to answer me, but I want you to think just for a minute. When is the last time that you stopped to take in the beauty of one of God's works? When's the last time that you did it? And you're probably thinking I'm a hypocrite, and just remember that I preach to myself as much as I do you, so just keep that in mind. I preach to myself just as I do much as I do you. But when's the last time you stopped to take in the beauty of God's Word? Did you stop and enjoy a rainstorm and smell the freshness it brought? And just think, wow, how amazing was that? You stop and look at some flowers and just say, wow, that's beautiful, and watch the butterflies flying back and forth from the flowers, or the bumblebees. Or perhaps you found yourself lost in a magnificent sunrise or a sunset, and thinking about how we're just a small piece in this whole world and God created it all. Now we can go on and on and on with a list of all the things that God's created and intends for us to enjoy and intends for us to stop. And those little places that He gives us a break, that rest area on life is what I would call it. We're going around, we're so busy. Maybe we don't have time to take a break, but something about the sunset is there, and we just stop. Yeah, we've got work to do, but we stop for just a moment, and we take it in. But the amazing works of God's creation, they're endless. But the thing is for certain is these things were created by God, and we can give thanks for this, and we can also use these as our rest breaks, to take in a deep breath, to relax, to enjoy, to cherish that moment. But too often we go about our business, restricted to schedules, restricted to watches, calendars, electronic leashes, and whatever else it is that stops us from being able to enjoy those things that God has in store for us. And those are the things that stop us from having a truly peaceful and serene devotional time. But what I say to you this morning is, enjoy the moments that God gave you. Enjoy the moments that God gave you. Let us take the time to breathe more deeply, to relax more often, and be changed by the encounter with the Holy Spirit that is sure to follow. What we have to do, brothers and sisters, is ask ourselves what it is that truly matters in our lives as we go about this daily rut, this daily routine. What is it that truly matters? In other words, let's establish a mission statement for the way that we live. For me, I say God and family. God and family, those are the things that are important. Now, sure, we do have to work. We do have schedules. We do have responsibilities. But if we can stay focused on what's really important, then we can put things into proper perspective each day. So today, I would say, let us find those moments that God intends for us to enjoy as a rest break on our life journey. Let us relax a moment. Let us take time with our families. Let us love more fully. Let us see more clearly. And let us be filled with the warmth of the Holy Spirit. Now, summarize a few words from Ecclesiastes 3. They kind of puts things into perspective to some extent. And it says this: for everything there is a season, a time to be born, a time to plant, a time to heal, a time to build up, a time to laugh, a time to dance, a time to embrace, and a time to love. I say to you this day, choose where it is that you will find pleasure in living. Where are your treasures in life? And as we identify those things, and we seek out those things of importance in our life, then we can cherish the moments. And when we identify those things that are most important, and we take that time to find the pleasure in living, then I will dare say, to coin a term that John Wesley used, I'll dare say that you may feel your heart strangely warmed. Praise be to God.